Welcome to the GCSE Music Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important topics in your OCR GCSE music course, harmony. Whether you're sitting the listening exam, writing your composition, or answering extended response questions, harmony comes up everywhere. So let's make sure you really understand it, not just enough to recognize it, but well enough to write about it with confidence and earn every mark available. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to identify all four cadence types by ear, describe harmonic devices using the right technical vocabulary, apply Roman numeral analysis in your compositions, and avoid the most common mistakes candidates make in the exam. Let's get started. Core concepts. So, what actually is harmony? In music, harmony refers to the combination of simultaneously sounded notes to produce chords, and the way those chords move from one to another, what we call harmonic progression. Harmony gives music its emotional color, its sense of tension and release, and its stylistic identity. A Baroque piece sounds different from a film score partly because of how harmony is used. Let's start with the building blocks. Chords. A chord is three or more notes played at the same time. In tonal music, which is music that has a key, we label chords using Roman numerals based on the scale of the key. Chord 1 is built on the first note of the scale, chord 2 on the second, and so on up to chord 7. The most important chords are I, the tonic, 4, the subdominant, and 5, the dominant. These three chords form the backbone of most Western tonal harmony. Now, here's something crucial for your exam. The difference between diatonic and chromatic harmony. Diatonic harmony uses only the notes belonging to the key. It sounds stable and predictable. Chromatic harmony introduces notes from outside the key, creating tension, color, or surprise. When you hear something that sounds unexpectedly tense or unusual, that's often chromatic harmony at work. Let's talk about cadences, because this is where candidates lose the most marks in the listening exam. A cadence is a harmonic formula at the end of a phrase. Think of it like punctuation in music. There are four types you must know. The perfect cadence moves from chord 5 to chord 1. It sounds completely final, like a full stop. If you're in C major, that's G major moving to C major. The bass line typically leaps a fifth downward or a fourth upward. This is the most conclusive ending in tonal music. The plagal cadence moves from chord 4 to chord 1. It has a softer, more peaceful quality. You'll know it as the Amen cadence because it's used at the end of hymns. In C major, that's F major moving to C major. The imperfect cadence ends on chord 5. It's unresolved, like a comma or a question mark. The phrase feels like it needs to continue. Any chord can precede the 5 in an imperfect cadence, but common examples are I to 5 or 2 to 5. The interrupted cadence is the trickiest one, and the one candidates most often confuse with the imperfect cadence. It starts on chord 5, just like a perfect cadence, but instead of resolving to chord 1 as expected, it moves to chord 6, the submediant. The effect is of surprise, like the music has been interrupted mid-sentence. In C major, that's G major, moving to A minor. Here's the key listening tip. When you hear a phrase ending on chord 5, wait for the next chord. If it's chord I, perfect cadence. If it's chord sex, interrupted cadence. Always listen to the resolution chord, not just the penultimate one. Now let's look at harmonic devices, the tools composers use to create specific effects. A pedal note is a sustained or repeated note, usually in the bass, held while the harmony above it changes. You'll hear this a lot in Baroque music. Bach uses pedal points extensively, and also in film music, to create tension. The bass note stays the same while the chords above it move, creating dissonance that eventually resolves. A drone is similar to a pedal, but typically refers to a sustained open fifth, two notes a fifth apart, both held. You'll hear drones in folk music, Indian classical music, and medieval music. Bagpipes are the classic example. Drones create a modal, ancient, or earthy quality. An ostinato is a short, repeated musical pattern. When this pattern is harmonic, a repeated chord sequence, it creates a hypnotic driving effect. Think of the repeated bass patterns in Baroque music, or the looping chord progressions in pop and minimalist music. The dominant seventh chord, chord phi 7, is chord phi with an added seventh. In C major, that's G, B, D, F. That added F creates strong dissonance that pulls powerfully toward chord 1. Resolving a dominant seventh correctly is essential in Western classical composition. The seventh must resolve downward by step. The diminished seventh chord is one of the most dramatic chords in tonal music. It's built from stacked minor thirds, and every note in the chord is equally tense. Composers like Beethoven and Schubert use diminished sevenths for moments of high drama or sudden modulation. In your listening exam, if you hear something extremely tense and chromatic, consider whether it might be a diminished seventh. The Neapolitan chord, labeled as flat 2 or PUE, is a major chord built on the flattened second degree of the scale. In C major, that's a D flat major chord. It has a striking, dramatic quality and is often found in romantic and operatic music. If you hear an unexpected major chord that seems to come from nowhere, it might be a Neapolitan. Now let's talk about harmonic language more broadly. Tonal music has a clear key center and uses functional harmony, chords that have specific roles and relationships to the tonic. Modal music uses one of the ancient church modes, Dorian, Phrygian, Lydian, Mixolydian, and so on, rather than the standard major or minor scale. Modal harmony sounds distinctive and is common in folk music, Renaissance music, and some film scores. Atonal music has no key center at all. Every note is treated equally, and there is no sense of tension and resolution in the traditional sense. You'll encounter atonality in 20th century art music and sometimes in contemporary film scores. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's get into exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. The most important tip for cadence identification. Always focus on the baseline. The baseline tells you which chord is being played. When you hear the final two chords of a phrase, track the lowest note. A bass leap of a fifth downward, for example from G down to C, strongly suggests a perfect cadence. A bass movement from F down to C suggests a plagal cadence. If the bass lands on the dominant note G in C major and the phrase feels unresolved, it's likely an imperfect cadence. And if you expected resolution to the tonic but got a minor chord instead, that's your interrupted cadence. The number one mistake candidates make is confusing imperfect and interrupted cadences. Remember, both involve chord 5, but the imperfect cadence ends on 5b, while the interrupted cadence moves away from 5 to chord 6. The interrupted cadence sounds surprising. That's your clue. The second most common mistake is using non-technical language. Do not write the chords sound dark or the harmony is clashing. Instead, write the harmony is dissonant, the passage uses chromatic harmony, or the diminished seventh chord creates tension. Examiners award marks for technical vocabulary. Every time you use a precise term correctly, you're earning marks. In composition, the most common error is failing to resolve the dominant seventh chord correctly. If you use a 5-7 chord, the seventh, the added note, must resolve downward by step to the third of chord 1. If you don't do this, your composition will sound stylistically inconsistent and the examiner will notice. Another composition tip, use Roman numeral analysis before you start writing. Plan your harmonic progression first, for example, IVV7I or IZV4V, and then add your melody and texture on top. This ensures your harmony is functional and coherent. Candidates who plan their harmony in Roman numerals consistently produce more stylistically convincing compositions. For comparative questions, where you're asked to compare two extracts, make sure you link harmonic choices to the genre or dramatic intent. Don't just say, extract A uses a perfect cadence and extract B uses an imperfect cadence. Say, extract A uses a perfect cadence to create a sense of finality appropriate to the conclusive end of the phrase, whereas extract B uses an imperfect cadence to maintain forward momentum, reflecting the unsettled emotional character of the passage. That's the kind of contextualized analysis that earns full marks. In film music, areas of study 4, listen specifically for non-functional harmony and whole tone scales. Whole tone harmony, where every interval is a whole tone, creates a dreamlike, ambiguous quality with no sense of tonal center. Composers like Debussy pioneered this, and it's widely used in film scores to suggest mystery, the supernatural, or psychological unease. If you hear this, say so explicitly and link it to the dramatic context. Quickfire recall quiz. Time for a quickfire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What are the two chords in a perfect cadence? The answer is chord 5, moving to chord 1. Question 2. Which cadence sounds like amen? That's the plagal cadence, chord 4 to chord 1. Question 3. What makes an interrupted cadence interrupted? Chord 5 moves to chord 6 instead of the expected chord 1. Question 4. What is a pedal note? A sustained or repeated bass note held while the harmony above it changes. Question 5. What does V7 mean, and how must the seventh resolve? V7 is the dominant seventh chord, chord 5 with an added seventh. The seventh must resolve downward by step to the third of chord 1, question 6. Name two types of harmonic language other than tonal, modal and atonal. Question 7. What is the Neapolitan chord? A major chord built on the flattened second degree of the scale labeled P2. How did you do? If you got all 7, you're in great shape. If not, go back and review the sections you found tricky. Summary and sign off. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essentials of harmony for your OCR GCSE music exam. You now know the four cadence types: perfect, plagal, imperfect, and interrupted, and how to identify them by listening to the bass line. You know the key harmonic devices: pedal notes, drones, ostinatos, dominant sevenths, diminished sevenths, and the Neapolitan chord. You understand the difference between tonal, modal, and otonal harmonic language, and you know the most common exam mistakes and how to avoid them. For your revision, I'd recommend three things. First, listen actively. Whenever you hear music, try to identify the cadences and harmonic devices. Second, practice writing in Roman numerals, plan short harmonic progressions, and check that they resolve correctly. Third, practice using technical vocabulary in your written answers. Aim to use at least one precise harmonic term in every sentence. Remember, examiners are looking for evidence that you can hear harmony, describe it accurately, and connect it to musical context. Do those three things, and you'll be earning top marks. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.